We're discovering the voices of peace that the Heavenly Host conveys and how FIBA's partner in Mali, Radio T, experienced God's peace in their ministry. The following testimony is from one of our partners at Radio T. Listen and hear how our partner's life and ministry is impacted by God's voice of peace. For reasons of security, a member of the FIBA UK team reads this on our partner's behalf. Hello, dear friends. My name is Amadou. I am married to a very beautiful woman, and also I am the father of a very beautiful daughter. They bring me joy and make me happy every day. I was born to Muslim parents, practicing and very fanatical. Very early on, I met the Lord. It's true, in difficult circumstances, given that I am the son of a Muslim holy man. After that, the Lord also called me to serve him. After my pastoral training, I began serving the Lord as a pastor in my hometown and later as a producer of several local language broadcasts with Transworld Radio. It was in 2007 that we started the radio ministry in Timbuktu. In 2012, northern Mali was shaken by a violent armed rebellion linked to jihadist attacks. All major cities like Kidal, Gao and Timbuktu fell in turn under Islamist occupation. The Christians were forced to flee south, and their property was systematically looted or stolen. The Radio T station was completely vandalised. As a pastor and radio director, my house too was looted and vandalised. However, we've never lost our hope in our Lord. Not only did he bless us beyond anything we could imagine, but he brought us back to Timbuktu 8 months later to resume ministry. It is in this context of residual insecurity that the Lord has also opened new doors for us to spread the gospel in partnership with non-denominational radio stations throughout the north, where it is impossible for us to go because it is unsafe. So we collaborate with local radio stations, and today we broadcast on 27 partner radio stations daily. Several radio stations received threats and had to stop their collaboration, but others continue to broadcast and new ones join us. We live in a context of permanent threats. These include personal attacks, the kidnapping of people, the sabotage of communications and the internet, and the blockade around the city of Timbuktu, which is an attempt to stifle the population. All of this inevitably has an impact on the thousands of people who live in these northern regions. But even in these conditions, what reassures us is the promises of our Lord. Peace to men whom he pleases. The peace of God happens in tenderness. It soothes and calms our hearts. It is because of this peace that we remain firm in our ways. Christ himself gives us peace. It is a true peace based essentially on being freed from the chains of Islamic oppression and captive to the word of God. I would like to see these communities open to the gospel for physical, moral, and spiritual transformation. I have dreamt of seeing this declaration come true in the lives of all these people. The closer men of all races come to Christ and his cross, the closer they will come to one another. Thus Mali can be reconciled with itself and begin the path to transformation. God does not delay in answering our prayers. He works according to his preordained plan in our lives before the foundation of the world. For over 10 years we have prayed and asked God for solar equipment to strengthen the Radio T ministry. We saw around us several secular radio stations, equipped by NGOs, military missions and others, with the exception of our radio station. We were sad to see that no one was taking care of us. But when God answered our prayers through our partner FIBA UK, we were more than fulfilled, and now we have solar power equipment. When our equipment is installed, we will have the best solar installation in the entire region. God always has the best in store for us. Dear friends, dear supporters of FIBA UK, brothers and sisters who support the ministry of FIBA UK, there are no words strong enough to express our recognition and deep gratitude to you. At home, we say that anyone who doesn't love you has nothing to give you. You stand with us in this spiritual battle because you love us. Thank you very much for your times of vigil in prayer and for your sacrifices to support the ministry. We ask God to bless you beyond measure. You are our support in the fight to win souls. You are our Aarons and Hurs who support our fragile arms, as they did for Moses, in the spiritual combat that we wage in these lands. Thank you very much for your prayers, your donations and your words of encouragement. If we hold out on the battlefield, it's thanks to your commitment to us. May the Lord reward you 100-fold for everything you do for his glory. Lord Jesus, thank you for the work of Radio T and that the people of Mali can hear your voice of peace. Amen. You can find out more about their ministry on FIBA's website www.fiba.org.uk. Phoebe's ministry is supported by prayer and donations. If you would like to give a gift so that more people in hard-to-reach places can hear the good news of Jesus, please visit www.phoebe.org.uk/voicesappeal. Thank you.